African leaders meeting in the Democratic Republic of Congo stepped up calls today for an end to Western sanctions against Zimbabwe and urged South Africa to plead Harare's cause in the upcoming Group of 20 Nations meeting.
The Southern African Development Community countries also pressed Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai to end a row over a power-sharing pact that is holding up vital foreign aid.
Zimbabwe says it needs $10 billion in foreign reconstruction aid, but Western nations are reluctant to release funds without political and economic reform.
Dennis Benton, spokesperson for London's Zimbabwe Vigil, says that it is President Mugabe to blame for the destruction of the national economy.
The new chair of the Southern African Development Community will be the Democratic Republic of Congo, and they are very closely allied to Mugabe. It was Mugabe who sent military forces into the Congo some years back. President Kabila of the DRC looks to Mugabe for support. In addition, Mozambique, Namibia, Lesotho, Swaziland, and Malawi, all these countries still support Mugabe. They regard him as a liberation hero, and they're quite ready to believe his rhetoric that targeted sanctions are holding back Zimbabwe's progress, when it's quite clear to any objective observer that targeted sanctions, in fact, have nothing to do with the economic chaos. This is a purely domestic cause, basically by looting the agriculture sector.